Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us on our Facebook. What are we doing?
We're podcasting.
Is this thing on?
Are we podcasting?
Go to 97.3 FM and you'll hear us. We're not there. But we're a radio show?
I was talking to Addison, who's like our number one fan, my brother-in-law on the podcast.
He really is.
And he goes, are we podcasting right now? And I was like,
Are we podcasting? We are. We're podcasting.
Yep.
We have a change of location. We're in Jen's office.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Very exciting. She is very good at decorating. It looks like we're on a fancy set.
Well,
because there, if everything turns out according to plan, you're going to see a couple... I can hear Casey.
Sorry.
Why are you wearing two headphones?
You guys,
That was not a mouse. That was Casey putting on two sets of headphones. And if you feel like your job is hard, guess what Casey's job feels like? Because speaking of podcast apps, she was over here till like late on Friday night putting it all together and then goes to storage. Storage unit. And guess what? We didn't give her a key.
I think that's what's in my purse.
Oh, is it a little red one?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
But I found a rando key.
I think Aaron has the assistant key, so we're gonna get a new lock. That is, how uninteresting is that for a podcast? If you guys want to talk about my grocery list, I can do that too.
We're gonna go deep dive into garages, aren't we? Or sleepovers?
Well,
which one?
Okay, so this is the
I'm hot under the collar about garages.
It's the I Mom So Hard podcast where we get into everything that's hot and of the moment, like garages. Please rate, please review, please subscribe, tell your friends. We're trying to get more people to come to the podcast because socials like Facebook.
Yeah, man, I don't want to deal with that.
I don't want to.
The truth is the podcast, when you subscribe, helps us keep this machine running, and it helps me afford babysitters so I can come over. Helps Jen afford a babysitter so our kids can play in a room right now while we try to record this podcast. Subscribe.
Yeah, they're wearing costumes. Eleanor came over as an 80s
tennis player.
Like a McEnroe. Yeah. She had a mustache?
Yes.
I missed it.
Here's the thing. My daughter, and this is exactly who I am, because my husband's like, you know, every time you pick a Halloween costume, it's a dude, right?
And so I'm
like,
I do that too.
I know. I don't know why it's so fun to, I guess I just identify more towards.
You get to be something you're not.
Also, it's like freeing. There's something about playing a dude that feels free, which is a total comment on like our gender and total. Like, I'm like, I would much rather play a bro than a hoe. Like, and that's, I know, it's a weird thing to say.
Well, you know what? In the bedroom, totally different. But maybe. Halloween, like that reminds me when I was waiting tables at TGI Fridays and my friend Sophia was literally 2 feet taller than me and like super tall, thin and long black hair. And I was like, hey, let's be Sunny and Cher. It'd be so funny.
And you were Sunny?
I was Sunny.
Hilarious.
And everybody was a little bit like, hey, this is weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, this is comfortable.
Because on Halloween, you're supposed to dress up like a sexy cat. We've been through those years. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to let my goatee fly free and bring it out for the Halloween season. And they'll be like, wow, that looks so real.
And if you know me, you know I don't need an excuse like Halloween to wear whatever the F I want to.
Right.
If you suggest it might be costumey, I will be in costume.
Yeah. I just want to feel like I can relax, hand out candy without my boob hanging out. That's,
oh my gosh.
I'm never going to dress as a sexy
How
nurse.
Are you going to get out and really dance on the dance floor if something might come out that
absolutely
easily?
Absolutely not.
Are you getting ready to go somewhere? You're,
why
look
is
at
it
you.
My...
Your body language.
Now I went to the other side.
I know. Kristen's, she's getting ready to jump out of her chair.
I'm wearing a jumpsuit. It
feels
like I'm...
Yeah, she's... there's no escape.
Shut up. I look like I'm one of the cast member from, what is it, from Top Gun? Which, fine, I'll
it's
make love to myself.
I love it. It's sort of it's a Top Gun training because it's the green.
Yep.
And it's...
I'm one of the dudes. I'm not Kelly McGillis.
Oh, she's Iceman right now.
I'm Iceman.
Yep.
Oh, is that Penny who's going to come in and enjoy our podcasting?
I don't know, you guys.
Everything's happening.
I don't know. Could you hear Penny on the headphones on either set that you're wearing? Could you hear?
So Casey comes in and she is currently wearing two sets of headphones. She couldn't look, I mean, it should look super dumb, but she's so pretty and now she's tan and her hair's more blonde.
I know.
That it's upsetting that she's like, oh.
I did my makeup today.
Yeah, me too. This is as good as it gets for me.
She's like trying to dress down and she's like 40 times hotter than us both.
I know.
I can't.
You know what? Gosh. I just think that if we have her close to us, hot guys will come over. Just as like we just bait.
What am I going to do with a 20-something hot guy?
I don't know.
Teach him? I don't have time.
You know what you would do? You'd like ask him if he's like gone into the dermatologist in the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
And then you would
I'd do a tarot reading like, and be like, you're going to meet somebody nice. You're going to meet somebody nice, but it's not going to be soon. It's going to be, you're going to wait a while because you're going to write a book. Have you been a writer? Okay, well, just remember, you might.
That guy's like, I just wanted to talk to the one over there wearing two headphones and I got this lady.
Yep.
Why is the other woman
such
raging in the background
major
dressed
cock
like
blocker.
Tom Cruise?
I know. It's also very Ghostbuster. I don't know. It looks comfy though. I like it on you. I think it's cute.
Ugh.
You know, I can't wear a jumsuit.
I know you say that because you think it makes you look short.
I am wearing overalls today, and
they're
I look like
darling.
I'm
darling. It does make you look very young, but not in a like a Chucky doll way, like in a cute way.
I don't know. I'm having, because I'm not letting myself talk about weight. I'm like, I've got an old face now. Now I'm just like redirecting my anger. I said to my husband last night, I was like, this getting older is bullshit. Like,
I'm having the same thing.
I've literally felt most of my life that I've like been getting away with something that I looked younger. And lately I look in the mirror and I'm like, because you know what I did? You guys were on TikTok and I'm watching TikTok and I'm obsessed with these makeup tutorials. And
that
girl
you would
from
be.
Boston or whatever, I'm watching
Michaela.
Her. I tried to do, she was going out for date night and I was trying to do her makeup. And I did my makeup and I was like, you look like you are trying way too hard.
I know.
And my husband came in, he was like, he goes, I don't know. He goes, it just kind of looks like parts. It doesn't look like you. And I was like, I want to look like me, but better. I want to look like me younger. Like,
I just think there needs to be somebody on TikTok that shows, look at my eye ticking. Look at it started to twitch.
Well, that's
just
what
talking
we need to do
it.
On there is be like, because I have thought about you guys, I can do. Not complete, like not beautiful. Like I don't get on there and look like a totally different person like they do, but I can do my makeup for drop off in like a minute and a half. Like if I gotta work a gate or something.
You can literally do a tutorial in under the time that TikTok allows. I think you should do it.
I'm gonna do it. But I do need more makeup.
The thing that I'm feeling, I need a tissue.
Careful because there's those things on there.
Guys,
we
don't want to brag. We're going to show this on our podcast Instagram if you're dying to see it, but we are a poker chip. What does that mean?
We got our own poker chip.
We have our own poker chip.
I set them up there because they're getting scratched and I want to keep that because that's about the coolest. Like, who are we? Elvis, you guys? Who are we?
That's the coolest
Kristen,
thing.
Who are? I think it's so rad. Chip. I don't know why.
And our microphones are on our best-selling book. I don't want to brag, but I'm feeling old right now, so I need to lean in.
I appreciate
you
saying good things.
New York Times bestseller here as you ignore me.
I forget about that. I'm sitting here going like, you know what? I need tighter underwear because my labia are getting too long. That's where I'm at in life. Like, they're just stretched the F out.
Casey is mortified.
You know
She's
what?
She's like,
welcome to 20 years from now, Casey.
Yeah, welcome to your future. Not 20? What the hell are you talking
about? I don't know.
Well,
you know, I lost my ability to do math, too,
don't
Kristen.
Don't you go
I don't
doing
know
that math.
I'm just
You know
rounding.
What my husband does?
I round her
husband
down
does?
And
don't
I round
do
it
that.
Up.
Don't do that. My husband does that. We got in the biggest fight yesterday because my husband loves to round up.
Uh-oh.
By 4 or 5 years, I'll say, this, he'll say she's 35, she's 35. I'll go, no, no, she's only 30. To whomever we're talking about. Not that even age matters, but whatever. And he'll go, he'll like round up his mom's age. Well, she's 80. No, she's not. She's 78 years old. Don't up that number, dummy. Those are, that's a hurtful thing. I know. But like if someone's 75 to call in, they're 80. I'm like, that is, he does not care. I'm like, but I care. Don't I think, you go rolling out numbers on me, sir.
I do think 75, you're 75, 76, 77, you can still say about 75. Then 78.
You're still 75 in my book until that ticker goes.
But you round up sometimes because we...
Me?
You go, all right, we're doing 78 shows this year.
That's a positive way of rounding.
I know. You're right.
I'm not going to round anybody's age. Not a woman, especially not in these times.
I mean, let's round low.
Round low.
What did he? So he rounded.
My husband. You know, obviously, he is born with the luck of being a man, and he does not look in the mirror and notice every new wrinkle or every new pound. He just doesn't. No. At least my husband doesn't. And I'm like, hey, your shirt has a hole in the armpit. How can you not feel that? There's enough to put an entire stick of deodorant inside the pit hole. Can we change that shirt? So my husband is not, my husband is very aloof, but it hurts my feelings. And he said it yesterday, and I've been struggling with my age. I think it's also because.
Oh, so you're scared he's rounding you up too.
He absolutely is rounding me up. And I've heard him say those numbers. And I'm like, if you ever want to get laid again, sir, you will watch yourself.
You start lying.
Low that number. Mm-hmm. Because the only person you're talking to is me. And I'm the only one going to put out for you. So don't go put my number up.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It hurts my feelings because I'm freaking out about age a little bit. And I think it's from many things. But like, as you said, because we're on social media and because we're doing TikTok, you see these young people and all they're doing is trying to avoid being our age. And I feel like that hurts my feelings. I'm like, well, what the fuck do you think happens? You become a crypt keeper? Like, you're just a version of yourself that actually has more self-confidence.
Yeah.
Like, well, I feel more like in line with who I am. I know exactly what I want. I know how to get it. And yes, I'm talking about being in the sack. I'm like, things aren't like as maybe it's like, oh, I'm not going to a bar and like trying to hook up with like some hot guy because I married a dude. But like, it feels like everyone's saying, hey, I don't want to go. I don't want to be 40. I don't want to be 50. I don't want to be 60. And I kind of need to know that there's people out there I look to that I'm like, I want to be like that.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Julia Louise Dreyfus, who I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to be like that.
You know what always makes me feel better? My husband said to me, he's going to kill me, but my husband came out. This literally happened today.
Okay.
He came out of getting a shower and stuff. He asked me, he's like, will you order me one of those magnifying mirrors that you have? Because he's like, all this stuff may fit. Like, it's hard because, and... You don't see very well. It's hard to see like the minutiae of your face, right? You know?
Don't I know?
So he came out, he goes, you want to see something really crazy? And I was like, oh, listen. So he grabs an eyebrow.
Oh God.
And he starts pulling and he keeps pulling and he keeps pulling until it's like fully 2 inches away from his face. And I'm like, I swear to you, I did not see that. I would have cut it myself. I would have cut it in your sleep because I don't want him to feel old. I don't want me to feel old. Like when my son says something about him having white hair, I'm like, you say it's blonde. You tell your daddy's got blonde hair. You don't say it's gray.
I bet, though, he's not for the rest of his day thinking about that 2-inch hair. I think he's like.
He's getting really good bits about it. He's like,
doing bits.
Yeah.
Whereas like, we are like, as women, we go in and we're like, oh, God. Like when I found that freaking hair on my neck. Who has that? Oh, I didn't sign up for this, you guys. I don't want it.
It's the difference between men and women. Like, they have some weird, gross thing going on. They swing their dick all day about it. Like, hey, man, I got a gross.
Hey, look, I got an abscess in my butthole. And, you're like, oh, that's disgusting.
And us, we're like,
oh, no.
I have very straight, very light eyelashes.
Yeah, I have.
So, I don't know what to do about it. I know. We're God, women are so.
We're so hard on ourselves. I do think there is a revolution on TikTok where these women are getting on there and they're like, bitch, I'm having a great time at the age I am. And I need to see more of that. I need to see it in TV shows. I need to see it in real life.
Yes.
I need to see an example of women just not doing it for the sake of being a hero, but just living their best lives at the age they are and being okay with the age they are. Like, this whole like trying to chase youth thing, like, I get it. Like, I looked at my eyes and I was like, man, I'm so happy I just got loaded up with Botox, but it chases your face. And so now my eyelids are really heavy. And so it looks like I'm tired and I have no eyelashes right now because I'm cheap. And so my eyelids are very heavy. My dad will have to have like a bleph because it'll be covered by insurance because his eyelids are covering half of his eyes. So I probably will do something like that in the future. But I don't want to hate. I kind of look at my eyes and I'm like, okay, I got a little bit of a gray hair thing on the right side, and I'm like, if I let that grow, I'm gonna look like a wizard, and it's gonna be so awesome.
I
kind of want to embrace it, but I'm also don't want to be written off.
I agree. I have two things to say about that, and I'm probably gonna forget both. One is
that's part of it.
Hold on, I'm gonna burp. Having a little bit of champagne.
Right. Oh,
Kristen's not.
That's another episode. I can't talk about January.
I'm still doing moist January.
We're talking about dry January and getting older. The two shall intersect.
Yeah.
January.
The truth is, this year, because we could have people over, you know, for Christmas and New Year's and stuff like that, I was like, hey, well, I'm celebrating.
Yeah.
So I have like, I'm not doing dry January whatsoever. But I'm like, definitely cutting back on.
Well, now, man, we've really gone from aging into dry January.
I know.
Who
that's
wants
why
to be at our party.
That's why I'm going to forget everything. Okay. I have to say this because it does make me feel better.
Okay.
My husband read this article about aging. I don't know why. And he said it made him feel good. He shared it with me. Absolutely makes me feel good. That when people get to the, like, they're 100 years old and they interview them, like, what do you wish you knew? And they said, I wish I felt like I felt when I was 50.
I know. Everybody
says
that. That's
the perfect age.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Then I look at that. I'm like, I can fake that for like 20 some more years. You
Hell
know,
yeah.
Like that's.
There is. Yes. And it's articles like that. And it's like people that are representing that are killing it that make you go, okay, I like what she's doing. Like, I'm not going to idolize. Even though this is a terrible example because she's fantastic and I kind of do idolize her, but I'm not going to idolize Selena Gomez because she is young and beautiful and I think she's like so perfect, but she's so much younger than me. Like I can't look at her as the goal. I will always feel so old, but I can look at people in my wheelhouse and be like, I need somebody that's kicking some serious ass that's in my age group or a little bit older, like the entire cast of, even though the show I think is kind of a big fart, is, and just like that. I mean, I just do. There's so many problems with it, but I'll hang on because I love those ladies, in particular Kristen Davis. And like, they're like, we're also shocked that they've aged. It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, we should all like back off. Sarah Jessica Parker is. She's fantastic and she's got gray hair. She's got lines on her face. And like, why is that so upsetting to everybody? What is so scary about a woman that actually is her age?
Well, what are you going to do with a woman if you're not going to bang her, Kristen?
Or no, if she's not, if all of a sudden there's this idea like, well, she's no longer fuckable.
Yeah.
Or she's no longer like gonna have a baby. There's no chance of that. What is she good for? I'm like, exactly. Banging without having a baby.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's, well, I'm not saying that's what she's good for, but I'm like, your vagina does not close down. You don't stop having orgasms.
Because I know, but you know who told us that at some point in the last like thousands of years as dudes.
And, I know.
Hey,
but sometimes women. Listen. I am definitely going through some hormone shifts, and I'm not ready to fully talk about it. But I did have to come to terms with it, and I had to like attack because I felt so unsteady, and I needed to go get my hormones checked, and I needed to go to my OB, and I just started like plenty of times in tears in my car, going like, "I'm not ready. I'm like, this is somebody else's game. I know I'm in perimenopause. I don't want to go into menopause. I'm not ready for that. It's a, you know, but me not embracing it and sort of kicking the shit out of it makes me feel bad. So like, I'm like, all right. So I went to my doctor and I was like, look, I don't know what's going on, but, sex doesn't feel as good. And, I'm a bitch all the time. And, sometimes at night I get hot when I sleep. What do I do? And he's like, this is totally normal. Let's just get your hormones checked and let's like start talking about options. And all of a sudden I walked out of there and I was like, yeah, this is just like any other thing. You just deal with it. Women deal with it. You deal with it, but we don't talk about it because it automatically makes you unsexy. Luckily, there's three dudes that listen to this and probably none of my crushes.
Well, it's good for everybody to learn.
I can't believe I'm talking about this. I swore I wouldn't talk about this.
Well, this is what I think about it too. Like I think of my dad saying that he didn't feel like his age. Aww. And so he never felt like his age. Like he always was like, let's go bowling.
Yeah.
Even when he was like, I mean, like at my 25 year class reunion, my dad came at 2 a.m. to pick me up from the bar. Like God, he was like, him. I knew I'd need to, you know, like he's so like, that's how I feel. So whereas I'm like, I'm less likely than you are, and this is a totally fine way to be. Either of these are great ways to be because we get to decide how we want to be. I want to look like I feel, and I want to do stuff that makes my skin look younger. I know that I damaged it from like tanning and stuff like that. I'm not going to go gray for a really – I don't know if I ever will because I want to like feel on the outside like I feel on the inside. And you know what? I love modern medicine, and I tell you what, like, you don't have to, like, I get 100%. Really irritated with women who are like, oh, yeah, you should bleed every month. I'm like, no,
no
I
you don't have
an
have
IUD,
to.
And I don't need to, and I don't,
you don't
want
have to,
and you are not a medical doctor telling me I should.
Nope.
Like, I don't need to do this stuff. If
no.
there's a way, like.
God, why don't we talk about it? Why don't we know, why in our 20s and 30s were there not more conversations like this? Because you don't have to suffer. You
no.
have to go get checked out and then decide for yourself, like you're talking about, what you want to do.
What
do
you feels wanna, good for you to
what
do.
What feels good for you. Hey, man, listen, I'm not over here being a hippy dippy. I love Botox. I will literally, if Botox wants to send any free samples.
Yeah,
be,
I know. Juvederm is sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah,
and I tell
well,
you what, if you would
I
like
done
a
that yet, but
spokesperson.
I will.
Yeah.
It's the gauge that freaks me out. But it,
yeah,
literally,
bit,
if there
yeah.
was no needles involved in Botox or fillers, I probably would look like a hot air balloon. But I go in every time and I'm like, breathe, breathe. Like me and needles, I, literally.
My new podcast partner is Angelica Houston.
What? Fine.
That's
fine.
Pretty badass,
not
though,
not
right?
a bad thing.
I know.
You know, listen, I'm the same. I like, I want to look like I feel. And like when I go to like workout classes, I'm like, sometimes I look around and I'm like, fuck you, youngins. Look what I just did. I
yeah.
did like wit. I did so much more than you just did. And you're
yeah.
like 30. Granted, your results are fantastic and your abs are desirable.
Wow.
And
yeah.
mine, and my pooch is showing and I have a 4-inch camel toe. But I am there and I am keeping up and I'm working so hard because I walk out of there like, I'm not out of this game.
No.
And you're never going to, like, that's why I would win Survivor, because you guys would think I was not like worth my salt.
Yeah.
And then I would come up real strong.
Yeah.
My level of determination outdoes my age.
Well, I feel bad for like the women on and just like that. Number one, I feel bad because let's be honest, it's directed, written by all dudes who really don't understand. Like, I'll tell you what pisses me off is that, and I'm sure we'll get some heat for this, but Menopause the Musical in Vegas is done by drag queens. And I sort of feel like we don't even get to own that as a thing. Like,
I didn't know that.
So much of our life is like defined by the way men see women, and it's bullshit to me. And I sort of feel bad that the women on Sex and the City and the new one, they have no way of pleasing anybody. If they get old, they're old. If they get shit done, they've gotten too much done. They look different. They're not aging naturally. Like, there's no way to do it. So if I am faced with the option of like, you're not going to please anybody, I'm going to do whatever I want to. And it might be, it looks weird to you or whatever, but like, I want to, like, my neck's already like, I don't have, here's the other thing. I don't have the money to look like a housewife. Yeah. If I did, get ready for it, people.
Yeah, I'd go in tomorrow.
You'd be like, who even is that?
Who, what hill am I dying on? The one that looks like that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, plastic surgeon listening, getting a 50% off discount. You're getting 50% off my ass and I'll be happy about it.
I know.
Because it's way less hard than going to training meet.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with everything you just said. But sometimes I wonder if men are really the culprit or if it's us. Like, we're not comfortable talking about it, so we become sort of hidden. Don't talk about your period. Ugh, don't, you know,
yes,
it's embarrassing. Women don't poop. Like,
we've been told our whole entire lives that your attractiveness is so much of your value. You can't get rid of that. I'm not a wizard. I can't trick my brain into thinking that.
I also think there's a little decorum. Like, we don't want to walk into a party and be like, God, I'm bleeding like a stuck pig. Like, no one wants to hear that. It's sort of gross.
Why do you say it then?
Well, you know. I'm just saying.
I mean, she only said that to me, but she's not like, here,
third day, flow day.
Take these weenies and put them in a small crock pot while I go change out
while I bleed standing up. Like, during a show one time, I was like, we're going to do this curtain call fast. And then I literally like bowed and then ran off as fast as I could because I was like, it's my third day.
Yeah.
Like, everything's coming out at once. I just lost my kidneys.
Like, you bled through a sleeping bag.
Yeah, I was like, this doesn't make any sense that I'm actually coherent.
Alive, I know.
I think, like, there is shame with aging that isn't fair. Because women internalize and we have emotions and we're, I think, emotionally elevated. And so we put all these emotions in this pain on something that's going to happen to all of us, which is aging. There's no getting out of it, y'all.
Yeah.
There's no getting out of it. You're going to age, hopefully. Hopefully you have a long life and you get to think about that. Betty White was just quoted saying, like, as you age, and by the way, this is when she was 92 when she was interviewed. Yes. She was like, you don't become less funny. You don't become less enthused. You don't have a lack of lust for life. Stay happy. Keep moving forward. Like, that was her message. And I was like, if anybody showed us how to do it, it was Betty White.
Yeah.
I want to know, though, she can't be our only idol because she is so much further ahead. There has to be someone in their 50s, their 60s, their 70s that are showing us that. And I think there are. I think we got to lean into that. And also, we watch the shows. We determine. Like, I don't want to see I don't want to see it anymore. I'm over it. I don't want to see Sick Figures, and I don't want to see women that are trying to be 30 that are really 45. I don't want to see it anymore. I want to see real women with real bodies, with real skin, with real wrinkles, and not wrinkles, just like faces. I'm over it. I'm over
it. Yeah. You know who? So this is going to be tied to my hot flash.
Oh.
If I can.
Yeah.
I got it. Did I go on that?
Is this the most unfun podcast we've ever had?
No, it's
because I'm like so like.
No, I'm fired up about it too. How are we not going to talk about this thing that's really like on our minds? And it's also like, it's not coincidence that we're both feeling the same thing.
Yeah.
Like,
which when I look at you, I just think it's so crazy because I sort of discredit you because I'm looking at your face and I'm like, she looks 12. Not
I feel
because
the same,
of your overalls.
No, I feel the same way about you. But
no.
It's like, it's the way you will always see people how you've always seen them. You know, like they're not going to, you're always going to look at your little sister and be like, man, she's just a kid.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
It'll like never, that will never change. And I still look at people that, sorry, Casey, I look at you and I think I'm your age. And I'm like, well, why am I?
I look at you and I think you're my age.
You just stop fucking saying
you know
stuff
what?
That's so right.
You just got a raise. Yeah. So you know what?
We literally just gave her a raise and now we're literally sending an email. Can we get another raise?
Shit. Okay. Play that right. I do. I mean, I do. I don't feel like, I feel like my dad felt, where I don't feel like I'm any younger. I'm like, why can't I go to Coachella? I don't understand that.
I know, because here's the other good thing about getting older. We have VIP status. I don't go anywhere that I, first of all, I'm like, yeah, I can fucking afford it.
I'm not going to pack 20 in a hotel room. I'm going to
get my own
room.
goddamn room. And I'm going to
pay for the spa when I'm there. Absolutely.
I know somebody. They're probably somebody's dad. Oh, man. Let me tell you.
I've got my own RV. Thank you.
But yeah, thank you. I own it. Thank you. It's in Riverside. I will say this. One time, Colin, God bless him, because he was, you know, I think there's times where he does feel it, but it's different for men. It's not as impactful. It's not all of a sudden, like, literally something to your body changes. And you're like, hold on. I'm not ready. No, what? Why does this all of a sudden happen to me? For them, it's like, oh, my wiener isn't going up as fast as it did. I'll just take this blue pill. Like that. Like, for them, it's very different. It's a graduate. Yeah. Whereas us, we're like, oh, man, there's a cliff coming. What's over that? I don't know. I'm scared. This feels, nobody talks about it.
Well, I feel like besides the eyebrow, he's going to be upset. I will add, wiener goes up whenever any of us want it to.
My husband's is up if I wear, like, Umbros. Right.
So I will say that's not a thing yet. But he has said, like, he has noticed in his aging where he's like, he used to feel like he was in a room. He's like, I can handle any situation. He's like, I go someplace and I realize, like, I'm not the tough guy in the room anymore.
Right.
Like, and I do think that's
sure. That's fair. That's the equivalent
where women get in the room and they're like, "Oh, I'm going to step back because the light's not on me."
Yeah, but the men are like, "I can't be a protector." Like
that's
interesting.
A hit. That's a big hit.
It is a big hit. And Sean White, who's the snowboarder,
love him.
Oh my god. He's my hot flash for the sec.
We'll have a couple of them.
I mean, I need a minute with that man.
May we each have a hot flash since we're talking about aging today?
Can Sean White is quoted as saying, like, you know, because he's a little old for his category of being a snowboarder.
Yes.
And he goes, when I was, you know, he was so young when he was,
God,
like,
he was a baby.
He was Adonis, like this red hair, and he's so cute, and he's so nice. And he was saying, like, he would listen to the older snowboarders. By the way, they're in their 20s. And they were like, yeah, man, my wrist hurts. And he'd say, well, why? And he's like, I don't know. It just started to hurt. And he goes, now that's happening to me. Oh, like, yeah. He's like, I've got a weird thing in my back. I don't know. I've got a weird thing in my knee. Yeah. I've got, like, I don't turn as fast. And I'm like, okay, so we're all experiencing it. And I think it's if you handle it with a little bit of grace. And he's so attractive for talking about it. Like,
yes.
There's something about that feels, and women too, when they talk about it, like Cameron Diaz is like, I'm just going to let myself age. And she was a sex symbol. So
yeah.
People are like, oh, Cameron Diaz has crow's feet.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's damn near 50 years old. What do you expect from her? And she's so hot.
Isn't it also like a weird double standard too, that like there's not as much like anger or like accusation at a woman who's in her 20s that has all the stuff done, that gets her nose, her lips, her boobs, her hair, she gets ribs removed or whatever. That is not how God made her, by the way.
Right.
She gets like 1/10 of the flack that a woman who's aging does just to try and fix shit that's like going wrong.
I think that's bullshit. A woman can, like, hey man, plenty of times I'm on late night on the old Googs, looking up real self, like, how long does a tummy tuck take to...
No, I know.
You know, I do that because I don't... Quite honestly, I don't want to work so hard. And I don't want to... Yeah. And I have a thick middle, and
if
I'm like...
If anybody said anything, I'd punch them straight.
But you know what?
Face.
Maybe I do it, maybe I don't. I don't feel like I'm responsible for being anybody's... who cares? Like, if I want to do it, who cares if I want to do that, if that makes me feel better? But I do sort of, like, want to kick against the door and be like, so, fuck you. I'm still here.
Yeah.
So I got a little pudge in the middle. I earned it. Like, I'm still hot. I'm still a good time. Like, sure, maybe we got to, like, my husband and I got to take a time out for Tetley Tea and get a little Astro Glide going first. But you know what? I'm still down to party.
Well, I was going to talk about being active, and I don't want to talk about that kind of active.
No, I want to talk about that because that's the way we end this podcast, is what happened yesterday that I texted you about that I almost...
Yeah.
Crapped sideways.
Okay. I do want to say the way that you win, however you approach aging, I do feel like this is not advicey, but the thing that like all of the idols for age that we have in common is that they're still very active. Totally. They haven't gone, I'm old and I'm sitting back and nope. I'm not going to do whatever I want to do. Like, I think you just rage
against on. The dying of
yeah.
the light, right?
Yeah. You just keep trying. You just yeah. like keep being active. And I think that's how you win the whole deal.
Right.
Like, I remember I felt really apologetic about having kids later, you know, because
same. We are going through the same yeah. thing. I don't know if it's because like we've got a long way to go before they go to college, or if our friends, because they started so young, you're seeing sort of like this, like, oh man, they're going to have an empty nest at 45 yeah. years old. Yeah. That doesn't feel fair.
And I hope to God, though, that they're in good health and active so that they can really enjoy that time yeah. that they like, they're getting it now, whereas we had it before, you know, but I still want to have it after. And I have this friend that I went, that's a friend from school, and we went out like 2 weeks ago yeah. with a little friend group, and I didn't realize she's 57.
Wow.
She has a 15-year-old.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what's the math on that?
So she had Shit. Them when she was 42.
42.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a 31-year-old also.
What?
She's got three kids. They're like all wow. like evenly spaced apart, all intentional. Like wow. all like one decided like, yeah, we want to have one more. We're like loving yeah. this so much. And I really love like what a badass she is, and she's yes, like
see, she's a good hero.
Totally,
she's a good hero. You got to find your heroes, man.
She and she's wearing leather pants, man. She doesn't care
who cares.
It's I
if she
love
were in
it.
London or Paris, nobody it would be totally fine.
I know,
but here for some reason we're like, well, you're remember when that woman like got mad at me for wearing jeans with a hole in the ripped knee when we were at Facebook yes. and we did a Facebook Live for Facebook, and she was like, I believe those pants are inappropriate, and I was like, Mom, get off this pa-.
Yeah,
no, I'm just, but I was like, I'm wearing a pair of jeans with a, how dare I show my knee? Wait till I wear booty shorts, you'll probably see my crotch.
Yeah, I didn't understand that, but I do sort of feel like keep doing that, and then other women will be like,
yeah, it's also Gen Xers too. We don't give a shit. We're not gonna, we're not God. Our mothers, we're not our moms. We're gonna wear Chuck Taylors and tennis yes. shoes and rock and roll clothes and yeah. do whatever, because that's important.
Maybe you and I are one of the first generation, like we are the, like, our moms were like the burn the bra, like generation, yeah. like did all this groundwork, but maybe we're like that generation that says like, oh no, I get to be young forever. I get to do what I want. Yeah. I'm not going to follow these rules. I'm not going to get a rocking chair and start knitting.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, my grandma was a grandma at like 50-something.
Yeah.
And like she did not own that. She was like, I'm going to look amazing. Like,
hey man, whatever you need, do it.
Yeah.
You know? And like, I also think it's perfectly fair to look at the fact, like, I had to come to terms with when I was going to this workout class, I looked around and I was like, I am 100% a decade older than every human in this class. And Casey's next to me and she looks like a supermodel and I'm breathing hard and I pulled my butt muscle and vaginal muscles, which is weird because I haven't used those. I didn't even know they existed.
That's good.
I was like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
And I hurt bad. And then I was like, you know what being my age is, and being a badass is also being my age and being like, I'm not doing that shit. I know I'm going to hurt myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to adapt this and not feel apologetic. And I'm going to walk out and feel great and look at my Fitbit and be like, I just burned 400 calories.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go home and drink some prune juice because I need to make sure that I'm not backed up.
That's so smart, because I would be like, I just burnt 400 calories.
I'm going to eat some
pie. That means I can absolutely get In-N-Out Burger right now.
And you can. You can. We have to you and I have to rage. We have to rage because it's so easy for, I think, women to sort of go, I just need a minute. And then you go into sort of the darkness.
Yeah.
And you got to be like, nope, nope.
Yeah.
Get your ass out there.
Yeah.
Do not do that. Once you get in there, it's hard to get back out.
Yeah.
And, you know, back. So what I was going to tell you before about this is so awesome. So Colin, my husband, who is also feeling like, oh yeah, I'm not this like, things hurt. Like, he's like, yeah. It hurts when I run, my knees hurt. He's like,
yep.
I've noticed an increase of hair on his back. I'm not judging him for it. We joke about it. I'm like,
it's like those hormones don't know where to go.
They're like, why your back?
Do we belong on the ears?
Yeah,
do we belong
like,
on the
you
back?
Can't wear a tank top anymore for many reasons. But let's wax it,
you know?
Yeah, he's like, no. And it's so funny because it's like this fuzz, and the kids talk about it. They're like, Dad, you have fuzz. It goes further down now. I'm like, yeah, because life is fair sometimes. So, oh. flush it. Sorry. Ooh, she just burpeed. Speaking of.
Please edit that out. I am a classy dame. So my hot flash might surprise you. Probably not. Steve Martin.
Oh, I knew it.
I just finished Only Murders in the Building, and I have
not... What a wonderful show.
...laughed as hard as that last episode.
No, I haven't seen it. I'm not at the... I have two left.
Well, I will tell you, my husband and I both were like, I haven't laughed that hard at TV in a really long time. And we were like, man, he has still got it. That guy, no matter how old he is, I was like... He kind of doesn't look any different than he did in The Jerk, and he still got the physical comedy thing down. Only he's like more refined, like he's better at delivering like a good deadpan. It's not big.
The dry slicer.
It's so good. And against
Martin Short, who's, let's just make him my hot flash. I've never laughed harder than when he crosses the city street wearing that purple jacket. And the car almost hits him, and he goes, I know you can see the coat.
I know. He's so good. He's so good in that.
So good. What a great show. And Selena Gomez, man.
I love her, too. She pulls at my heartstrings. You know what? We'll make her the secondary hot flash. She is. And I was like, because my husband and I are getting caught up. We're so behind on everything. We just finished it. I won't tell you the end. But I was listening to this voice when my kids were watching something the other day. She plays, she's Mabel on Only Murders in the Building. And is it Matilda? She's in Transylvania.
Oh, Hotel Transylvania.
Hotel Transylvania. She's the girl. She's the daughter. She's the voice.
Selena Gomez?
Yes. We just watched, maybe it's the fourth one.
Yeah,
maybe
that's came out. New. The fourth one just came out. Big news in our household. Whenever
huge
an animal
news,
boy.
You guys.
And by the way, they should have sent one of those press kits to us. We didn't get one.
Hi. Here I'm promoting it for free. Why don't you?
We're promoting it for free. Can we have a PR kit, please?
I mean, just a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, just something.
Anything. Because number one, we loved it. Number two, I'm hearing this voice and I'm like, who is that?
Yeah.
And it's Selena Gomez. Makes me so happy.
I know. Well, those are good hot flashes because they're worth it. And great show. Really creative.
Yep. You got to watch it. You'll love it.
And not to brag, but let's just brag. Jen and I got to shoot a pilot for I Mom So Hard. And someday we're going to shoot another one.
Yes.
And our director, Don Scardino, who is a beloved, like, legacy to Hollywood as a director for Multicam. He did Godspell. He did 1,000.
Oh, no, you guys, he's
he
nice.
He sings, he dances, he acts, he does it all. He was our director for the pilot, and he is directing Only Murders in the Building. So we feel very connected.
So watch it.
Because it's great.
That's my hot flash.
Okay, let's do a mom box, shall we?
Wait, are you going to tell your story?
No. Okay, fine. Okay.
You have
my
to.
My eye keeps switching. Do you guys see that?
Too much caffeine or not enough sleep?
Both.
Or,
okay. Both. My husband has congestion. So, Casey, I can hear your puffer. She's trying not to laugh and her freaking microphone's
made
going
her
in.
Puffer call.
I don't know how sexy that is.
I'm going to whisper something to you.
What?
My husband slept in our daughter's because she doesn't sleep in her bed.
Okay.
The kids sleep in the bunk bed.
Oh, because he's in the office.
I think he's in the other room, but... I was like, why am I sleeping so well lately?
I know. That's the big
but
secret.
I don't want him to sleep. I say to him, I will wake him up when he's snoring, and I'm like, do not leave. Just stop snoring. And he's like, what? Dude, I can't.
This
I'm
is what
in
I
control
get.
Of this.
Colin has told me before that I have an aggressive slap when he's snoring, and I'll just like tap his shoulder, but I do it with like force, and so then he feels like it hurts his feelings.
You guys, she just did a karate chop.
Chop his shoulder. Because I'm on my side, and I'm like, what the hell's entering my dream? Like, I'm literally having weird dreams, and all of a sudden I hear...
Why am I dreaming I'm being attacked by a bear?
Right, and also then he does this thing where he's like... and it's like jolts himself up. Like he's falling. And so then
he wakes himself up.
Yeah, and so then I'm like, you know, almost crapping myself. I'm like, Colin, turn over. And so then he turns over, and then I get like an hour, and then it all starts over again, especially if he has post-nasal drip. What sexy episode are we on?
Oh,
so should
you
I
guys.
Now... That's a nice segue into this.
That's I do this a couple times.
You're so nice.
No, but here's what I do. I do this like four times, and then by like
she gently put her hand on me like it's
three,
a nail salon
I'm like this.
Commercial.
Stop it! And then that's all he remembers is my screaming at him,
so
and I'm like,
rough.
You forgot the four times I patiently said, "I understand you've got like a nasal thing."
I go, you gotta go.
But it does make me sleep better. But I don't want him to sleep. I want him to sleep by
it.
Myself.
I know. You're not supposed to because you're like, well. But the hibbity-dibbity doesn't happen in our household because all of a sudden I wake him up from snoring and then I'm so turned on.
No.
It happens because it's planned out. It's got, that's, you. Here's the thing, you guys. All right. Okay. Oh, my God.
Is this the story?
Please let this be at the end of the episode so nobody hears it. Okay. So Jen and I have been talking a lot about being women and what's happening to our bodies and sort of embracing it. And I was like, Kristen, be the person you're talking about and upgrade your personal massager.
Your device.
My device. My good time. My good time in a box.
Yep. Get rid of the sunbeam.
Get rid.
I'm not targeting anybody. I was saying.
Like, you can see exposed batteries in this thing. It feels like I might.
The duct tape
feels like too much, and it feels like it sounds like a power saw. I need something. There's lots of options out there. We talk about this. We talk about find something that works for you.
That's right.
So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do what I'm talking about, and I'm going to, in an effort to help me and my experiences while being in the love chamber, I'm going to embrace this newness.
Love
so
chamber.
I get on
Did
Amazon.
You have that built on your house?
Shut up.
Or what?
I get on Amazon, and you know this isn't easy for me because I'm so weird about this stuff that I'm like,
it's,
I'm
the
giggling.
Only thing she
I'm
gets
dying.
Nervous.
Yeah, yeah. I can't go into one of the stores. I can't go. I'm like dying. So I'm like, I'm gonna find. So I just literally got on Amazon. It took me 2 minutes. I was like, I'm gonna do the one that's got the highest rating. I'm sure a lot of ladies know what works down there. I'm just gonna
here come the floodgates of advice. That yeah, are gonna
tons.
Come in
read the reviews. Inside. Wonderful. Such a good time. So I'm reading the reviews and I'm really getting into it. And okay. I'm like, okay. And so I'm like, this is an act of me saying I'm going to try a new thing. So I ordered like a Magnum of Astroglide and a new operational vehicle.
How many ounces is a Magnum?
It's a lot because I'll tell you why. This
it's a handle.
Not.
You got a handle.
I got a handle
Costco.
Of Astroglide because then I was like, well, I don't want it out on the counter, but I do love to save money buying in bulk. So then I was like, fine. So I ordered some lube. Oh my
God. Ordered some what?
Then I ordered a lube.
Lube. Okay. No, that's fine. Lube. Okay. You can.
It's in the next.
It's got a lot of uses. I will tell you that my brother did order like a 50-gallon drum for some like charity wrestling event that
okay,
was at a bar.
Okay, that is not what I am talking about.
But
I'm
he's
talking
like,
about
you would
daily
not see
use.
The suggestions I get on Google now.
I used
like,
to use it when I did stage makeup, but never mind. That's it's not what we're talking about. Standpoint. Okay. So I order this thing, and I'm thinking to myself, this thing has like 30,000 reviews. Clearly, it's been sent to a lot of people. They will be discreet in when they send it, right? Like, that's the whole thing. You buy something like this, no. They're going to be discreet. Nope. It is next to knee socks for soccer. It is next to shin guards. Mm-hmm. It is next to a polo. And then there is my new
tell me you
personal
opened that
massager.
Box, though. Did you get
that? I opened the box, thank God.
Thank
but
goodness.
I was so opening so fast, I got a full paper cut on my finger. So I think, okay, go in, handle, take it where it needs to go. I looked at it. I was like, good God, this is like a Peloton. This is, you can plug this in and charge it. Wow, that's great. So I'm going to take this up. I've got it in the little carrying case. I had a moment to say goodbye to my other one that was like falling apart as I took it, put it in the trash. Then, which I just remembered is in the trash.
I have such a visual of that thing no, with like a no. like a cord hanging in like a battery pack.
Okay. The part where you press the battery to turn on literally has nothing left. Like I kind of get a little bit of a charge every time I. Okay.
It's just the okay. wires. And,
it's the wires. Yeah. It's 100% unhealthy, but works like a dream because I do think it zaps me. I think it like is kind of like a taser.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I go put. I think I'm doing my due diligence, right? Fuck. I put everything, all the boxes.
Yeah.
Into a box. I put the boxes in a box,
yeah.
Put the box outside. So I'm going to break it down, put it into the trash can. Well, I get distracted. And then our beautiful, lovely neighbor, Emma, who's our babysitter, is coming outside. She's so cute. She's so pretty. She's got like her guitar on her back. She's like, and she's effortless. And we're talking to her and we haven't seen her in a long time. And we're catching up. And my husband decides for the first time ever in his life, that's when we should break down boxes.
Oh, no. What?
So he pulls out the box that it came in, which is... basically should just say big vibrator. That's what it should say on the side. It's his personal massager so big I could read it like it was an eye exam. And it is on the side of the box. And he goes, my husband, who is zero chill, literally his eyebrows go up. which I can't do because I have too much Botox. It's like his eye. So he starts looking at it like he's inspecting a diamond. Like he's a jeweler. Like he's like, what is it? What? And Emma, I start talking really fast and I'm looking at Emma and Emma's face is bright red, but she's so sweet. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I think to myself, please don't bring out. And sure enough, he's like bringing out the thing that says Astroglide. And
no,
so he's
okay.
He's bucking. I'm like, why? Now, why? So then he tries to be cool, putting them both back in the box, and he's gesturing with the box to Emma, and Emma can't leave fast enough. And so I take the box in the middle of a conversation that made no sense to go throw it away because I am fully aware.
Oh my God,
it's gone. It's the first one I've bought in like 6 years.
What? Why, Colin?
I don't know. It probably is going to be like, well, let's just round up your age, too. Let's just tell everybody what's happening.
Oh, my God.
So then I went in and used my new toy and got back in a good mood. Thank you. Well, that's our podcast. No.
We're done podcasting. We can't top that.
Oh, great. No mom box?
No mom box.
I feel wrong. The not safe for work might work for this.
What?
The not safe for work might work for
fine.
This
episode. Let's end with a mom box so we can take. And let me put on my readers. That feels right. I've never had to wear
these
before.
Give me like a little transition into it.
All right, guys. I'm going to get off of my box and into the mom box.
But why should. I don't want you to feel embarrassed about that. I mean, I understand why you did.
How the fuck would I not feel embarrassed about that?
I would die.
I literally was like, do I just look at her and go, I'm.
First of all,
try new things, Emma. Enjoy your 20s.
First of all, I would die just that my husband found the box and.
But he took it out like it was like a. Like he couldn't imagine. There's like two faces kissing on the box and it says personal massager on the side. He can't. He's like, what is in Sam Hill? Is this operational? They're like, you're not. It's not like. Some weird 3D printer. It is literally. It says personal massager. Like. What in the hell? It says Astroglide. Put those two together. You've got a party, man. It's not a puzzle.
I mean, if Emma put it together that quickly, I don't understand why your husband. I mean, you guys have been married for 11 years.
A first grader could have been like, I think I know what that is. Like, honestly, my husband was like so perplexed. And then he went, ooh. And I'm like, oh, great. Honestly, I'm mortified.
Well,
and I don't want to say to Emma, did you see the box? Because I know you did because your face was red. Because that would embarrass her beyond. She doesn't need to deal with that. She doesn't need to know. She doesn't need to visualize.
Well,
God.
You know, I don't know what to say about that.
Can we just go to a mom box?
I just feel so hot right now.
I'm really sorry. That is not my story. That is not the story that's going to make you hot. Enjoy that in the car. Don't have the kids listen.
So
but I will say it's a nice
right
massager.
Now.
It looks like a big karaoke microphone.
And how big?
It's pretty big.
Okay.
I don't think it. I'm not doing that. Oh, jeez.
Doing what?
I'm not.
Why are we not ending this podcast for the love of God? I feel like we were done a while ago.
I'm sorry. You took me into the dark web. I'm going to try to read this freaking mom box.
Okay. Mom box.
So, first of all, Jen and I talk often about sending text messages to the people in a wrong way, which is me. You don't do that, but I do that. I will 100% send the text of the person that I'm shit-talking to the person I'm shit-talking. That's happened so many times. People are still mad at me. So this woman shared this, and this makes me so happy. It's Rachel, and she commented, so here's my text fail. We were using Facebook Messenger that night, and I was sending a photo of my new pair of flirty undies with a lot of cheek. The guy I sent it to said he never got it. Next thing I know, I have another guy message me to tell me there's semi-nude photos of me on my Facebook stories.
No. She sent it to stories.
That's my biggest fear, that
that's
I'm going to be like looking at my phone.
That's my nightmare.
And I'm going to absolutely go to stories, not know it, and just be trolling the web while on the pot with four chins. I don't know what I'd be more upset about. There's nothing good about that.
That's why you got to do no face. Okay is okay. But your stories goes to social media. You know it's yours.
Yeah, and somebody's going to keep that. But that's fantastic. She probably got a lot more followers. Just in that moment.
Good.
Maybe
for
a
her.
Date. Good on you, lady. Thanks for sharing. That's really nice. And I'd like to stop podcasting now and go hide myself.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.